Okay, welcoming in Maxie, coming out of state for a special episode here in the Horror Quarters. Thanks for joining us, Maxie. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? Appreciate you coming down. Behind Maxie is some of his favorite pops that he got most recently. You got the Stan Lee. You said that was your favorite one?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of my favorites.
What do you like about it? Why that one?
I just like how the name's kind of the signature of it. And if you look, it's the signature of him. I like how he's all old and rusted out because he's pretty old.
Yeah. Now you have, I understand you have quite a collection at home. What do you think are some of your favorites at home? You know, if you had to pick maybe one or two, what do you think?
I'll probably pick three. So maybe one would be one of my exclusives. It's a Golden Darth Vader.
Okay. The Golden Darth Vader?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a nice one. Right. What else?
Maybe one of my one of the old school Batmobile.
Oh, that's a cool one too. Yeah.
And I think my last one would probably be one of my Child's Play ones.
The Child's Play?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool. You know, Child's Play, I'm not too educated on those. I know you are. You're an aficionado, an historian, so to speak, on Child's Play. What brought you to Chucky? You know, why do you like Chucky?
It's just his design, how he forms into a human.
Okay.
By the movies.
Okay. And does he scare you, or are you more intrigued by Chucky?
He doesn't scare me. I'm more like intrigued by him.
Okay. So what has changed, do you think, over the years with Chucky?
Maybe his face designs.
Okay.
Maybe that's it. It's only changed.
Now, you saw the new one, the latest one?
Mm-hmm.
And what'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. I heard mixed reviews on it. I heard it was good, too, from a few people. And did you get a lot of jump scares to it? Did you jump at all?
Yeah. There was one I actually jumped at. It was at the end when he jumped at Andy.
Okay. They changed the face on this one a little bit, right?
And
were you okay with that?
No, I wasn't. I just didn't like how it looked. It was all weird.
It was weird looking, right? It wasn't, I don't know if it was CG or if it was an actual face. I don't know how they did it. I wasn't a big fan of how it looked, but I haven't seen the movie yet and how they made it work. But outside of that, you were okay with the movie itself?
Yeah, I was okay with it.
Okay. And you have a, I saw a Chucky doll that actually moves around the house.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that, and when did you get that?
I think it was last Christmas I got it. It was from one of my cousins, and we call it Aunt Mandy.
Okay.
It's my dad's sister. And she got me that little Chucky thing. It moves around.
And do you like that thing?
Yeah.
Okay. And so when it's not moving about the house, where do you keep it?
Oh, I keep it in my room on this little stand.
And when do you usually turn it on?
I don't know. Maybe never I turn it on. Just because I don't want the battery to go out and then you got to find new batteries.
Okay. And when you have guests over, do you maybe turn it on to maybe scare them?
Mm-hmm.
And does it work?
Yeah, it works. My sister does it, though. She grabs it and turns it on.
Okay. I ran into you and your dad at Scare LA.
Oh, yeah.
You right? Did. Well, actually, no, I was with your dad at Scare LA. And we ran into you and Aunt Mandy and Uncle Mark. And what'd you think of that? That was my first time there. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked Scare LA too. It was probably maybe the best thing I've went to. It's a good convention.
Yeah. Okay. And have you been to any of the Monsterpaloozas?
No, I think I've been to none.
Okay. Monsterpaloozas are cool. They're for the room that you have there, it's kind of crowded on some of those. But Scare LA, I enjoyed. They didn't have it this past year. But I enjoyed it the year before because there was so much room.
Yeah.
It was still probably a lot of people, but a lot of cool vendors and stuff. Now, when you go to these conventions, what are you looking for as far as merchandise? What do you want to...
That's not a question. I'm basically looking for collectibles.
Okay.
Like bobbleheads.
Okay.
And probably masks.
Okay. And pops maybe too?
And pop.
Okay. So you don't have to have all the pops. You just certain ones you kind of...
Some of the ones I need.
Kind of like, yeah. Well, that's cool, man. Yeah, Chucky, I need to watch... I need to watch them, actually, all the old ones, because, you know, they're cult classics. Yeah. And I'll admit, I haven't, I mean, as a kid, I probably saw one and two, but I don't remember, you know, I was more of Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, maybe a little Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, I was kind of into Jason Voorhees, too.
Okay, you like Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what scared you about Jason, or what did you like about Jason Voorhees?
I liked about his mask. Mm-hmm. It looks cool. It's like it's like a hockey mask, and it has, and I like how he changes over the years. Like sometimes his bones are sticking out.
Right, he heals.
Mm-hmm.
He'll heal himself. And again, of course, you realize all these movies are make believe. It's all pretend.
They're not real.
Right, it's just all imagination. And so you know. As long as we remember that, you know, everything is going to be okay, you know. For myself, you probably never heard of Mother Bates from Psycho.
No, never.
Okay, that was 1960 Psycho. When you get a little older, you'll probably learn a lot more about the classics. But it's good that you're into the Chuckies and the Jasons and the conventions and stuff.
And Pennywise.
Pennywise. Let's talk about Pennywise now. Mm-hmm. Did you see the latest It?
No, I didn't see It Chapter 2 yet. I might go see it. Okay. I'm going to go see it soon.
I haven't seen It Chapter 2 yet, but you saw the one before that.
But my dad said it, and it's a long movie. That's what he said.
I heard it's almost 3 hours. He's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you see the It before that one? The chapter 1? Now, what did you think of that?
I thought it was a pretty good movie.
Okay.
Just because it was old. It was a remade one from the classic TV series.
Ah, yeah, you're right. And did you see the classic TV series?
No.
Okay. So if you were to ever watch that, which you will one day,
I would probably watch the classic TV series and It Chapter 2.
You'll probably find it, you know, to today's standards. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a youngster, so it might be a little corny to you, but keep in mind that back then, they didn't have all the great stuff for effects and everything. So the reboot, which, you know, the first one, well, that was incredible, right? Wasn't Pennywise scary, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I liked his design from the old one. Yeah. It wasn't that scary in the old one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a lot freakier.
Uh-huh.
Especially when he was in the rain gutter, you know, when Georgie came to the gutter there.
Yeah,
that was scary, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other scary movies that you've seen? Anything you can think of?
Hold on. Well, I remember one, it was Freddy vs. Jason.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Freddy vs. Jason.
Poster's right there. I don't know if you guys can see that. What'd you think?
I thought it was a pretty good movie. It was just a pretty good movie. I liked how they made it where they were actually fighting, and that was probably the last of a movie they made of them.
Yeah.
And they left us off of a cliffhanger too.
Yeah, that was made, I want to say, in 2003. I could be wrong. They talked about doing another one. They haven't. I wish they would. I enjoyed it because with those two villains, you can, the sky's the limit. The movie didn't try to be anything else, but let's just have fun. These two guys battle it out. You know what I mean? And I enjoyed the fights, beating each other up. It was just a fun.
Even when Jason went through, he saw his nightmares.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's when Freddy took over, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the nightmares until Freddy got pulled back into reality. And then, you know, and then Jason had his way with Freddy.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, no one wins in that.
Yeah,
you
know,
which is great, you know, which leaves it wide open for another one.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they will bring us another one.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, we want another Jason movie.
What about Freddy Krueger in general?
Freddy Krueger. I like his. Right. I like him. I like how he can morph into fangs, mm-hmm. and he can go in your nightmares.
Yeah,
that's what I really like about him. And I like how he's kind of designed.
It makes you just not want to fall asleep, right? Yeah. Because you're like, man, I don't want Freddy messing with me, right? It's mm-hmm. just, it's incredible. Now, are you a fan of the Scream movies?
Scream? I don't know. I'm probably not.
Might be a little too much for you at your age. But when you get a little older, you should check those out. Mm-hmm. Those are fun. Okay. Well, what are some of your favorite masks? Even ones, maybe movies you haven't seen. Are there any masks, even ones you have seen, but anything that you're like, I really like that mask?
Probably Sam.
Yeah. Sam. Yeah. Sam, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Sam.
Mm. Are you a fan of Trick or Treat?
Yeah, I kind of like Trick or Treat.
Did you saw the whole thing?
Yeah.
I really love that movie.
I really love the thing.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, Sam is a little guy, mm-hmm. you know, with the lollipop, right?
Yeah.
That is coming for you, you know, mm-hmm. and you just got to be careful mm-hmm. on Halloween night. Yeah, Trick or Treat is mm-hmm. one of those gems, man, that you can, it's kind of timeless. You can watch it all year, you know?
Yeah, I like how he's designed with his mask and mm-hmm. his face.
Yeah, even the face. Yeah, when you take the potato sack off, his face is, mm-hmm. is scary too.
I thought it was just a bag, not a potato sack at first.
That's what I want to call it. I could be wrong on what it is. It looks like a potato sack, right?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Kind of looks like a potato sack, but...
Okay. And his lollipop is...
Yeah. I like his lollipop. It's pumpkin.
Yep. Exactly. And that's really a festive Halloween-themed, mm-hmm. atmospheric movie. It feels like Halloween, you know what mm-hmm. I mean, when you watch. And that's the way it should be. A lot of these... a lot of movies kind of lack the atmosphere that's mm-hmm. needed, you know, for the time of year it should be. What about Krampus? We were watching it last night.
Krampus.
What do you think of that one?
I'm going to tell you how I, first kind of got into it. So, I was on YouTube, and I was looking, and I saw this little Krampus thing. Mm-hmm. I was starting, watching a half of it.
Yeah.
And I kind of got into it, and what movie is that? I want to see that.
Well, the kid's name's Max.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you watched the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you frightened at all, or was it more of a fun kind of...
I wasn't frightened that bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wasn't that frightened.
Okay, and that's good. You know, some movies you don't want to... You just want to have fun.
I know.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't want to be all frightened all the time.
Yeah.
Krampus is one of those... It felt like... Or Christmas, sorry.
Mm-hmm. I really like the backstory of it.
Mm-hmm. The snowman, when he looks outside, looked real evil.
Mm-hmm.
Real dark movie.
But no one gets killed. They just get kind of captured.
Right. Exactly. Great
point.
And
I like the end of the movie when they all remember what happened. Mm-hmm. And it zooms out of the house and you see tons of houses in snow globes.
Right. You're in the snow globe. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of leaves it open for... Mm-hmm.
Maybe they might make a Krampus too.
Yeah. How cool would that be?
Mm-hmm. That'd be really cool.
What else? What another scary movie?
Maybe Jigsaw?
Have you seen the Saws?
I've seen some.
Okay. What'd you think?
I think the first one. Mm-hmm. But the first one I kind of liked. It was pretty good.
Okay. Those are kind of brutal, man. You know, they're kind of tough to watch, so...
But they also made... I think I've never watched Jigsaw, the 3D version.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when the whole movie people make 3D versions.
Why is that?
It's just because when I watch it, it doesn't look 3D to me. Just like how they made Jaws 3D.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't kind of look 3D.
Right. I get a headache putting those glasses on anyway, so I'd rather not watch the 3D, you know?
No. So let's talk about Michael Myers.
Well, That's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you a Michael guy or?
Not that much.
Okay.
I'm a really big Chucky fan.
Okay. Hey, to each his own, man. Chucky's great too. You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why these icons are, you know, grouped the way they are,
mm-hmm.
because not everyone's gonna like one mm-hmm. as much as the other. You know. So, but when you see Michael, what do you think?
I don't know. I kind of like his. I don't like his design just because it's not like. Like, I know he changes over the past years, mm-hmm. but I don't kind of like his design just because he's just wearing, like, a blue suit kind of thing, and okay. he's just wearing a white mask.
Okay. Well, Michael's right behind you, so take it easy, Mike. He's just, you know, he's just giving his opinion, okay? Mm-hmm. But anyway, when you get a little older, I think you should watch, I think, the very first one, the original one,
mm-hmm.
and kind of... You know, I don't think you've seen the whole thing, right? The first mm-hmm. one. And watch that one and kind of form your own opinion on it. You may grow mm-hmm. to like it. You know what I mean?
So let's talk about Predator.
Predator. Oh, that's my guy, too. The first one.
Mm-hmm.
The first one. The second one, I really wasn't into that much. Predators, I really enjoyed with Adrian Brody.
I love Predator. He's one of my second favorite horror movies just because he... has robot stuff on him mm-hmm. and can shoot kind of lasers.
Now, which one did you see? The old one?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the best
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I liked probably all of them, but yeah, I think they were pretty good.
Okay. What, like with Predator, he's got, like you said, he always got the armor too.
Yeah, I like how he just looks and he's like an alien.
Right. Coming down to hunt. You know, mm-hmm. to hunt people, and it's quite scary because he can cloak too,
mm-hmm.
turn invisible, and
I like how he can turn invisible. Yep. Like that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
for a horror character.
Yeah, that's horror for sure. That's probably could be an action adventure movie too, but I consider mm-hmm. that horror.
Yeah.
You know, what about aliens?
Aliens.
They're kind of old. I don't know if you've seen those.
I haven't seen any kind of alien movie, but okay. I know what they look like.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't... Aliens, it's just like... I like it. I like it. It's kind of the same thing as Predator,
mm-hmm.
but different.
Okay. Yeah, when you get a little older, too, watch the Aliens. Mm-hmm. I recommend Alien and Aliens 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. And they do Alien versus Predator. I don't know if you've seen those.
Oh, Alien versus Predator.
Yeah, those... The second one was but the first one I enjoyed. It was fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But by themselves, Alien and Aliens is great.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Disneyland a little bit. What are some of your favorite rides there?
Maybe the Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
Oh, one of my favorite rides was, I think it was the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and I think Star Tours.
Star Tours is good.
I get sick
on some of those Star Tours, those ones with the screens.
Mm-hmm.
But have you been to Galaxy's Edge?
No.
Okay.
Haven't been.
Check it out. Let me know what you think. You know what I mean?
But I really like the Haunted Mansion.
Yes. That's my favorite one. It's timeless, again.
I like how when it changes, when it's all, like when it's, I think, Christmas, they change it.
Yeah, to The Nightmare Before Christmas, which is another great movie. You like that one?
Yeah, I loved Nightmare Before Christmas. It was a pretty good movie.
Yeah? Are you a Jack Skellington fan? Or?
Yeah, okay. I'm a big Jack Skellington fan.
Okay, that's cool. And so when you go to Disneyland with your family, what do you usually do? What's your routine?
If we want something there, I think, if we want something, we would have to wait at our last thing going there.
Okay. What rides do you usually hit? Oh, you said Pirates and...
Yeah, Pirates and Caribbean and some other rides.
Okay. What about when you're hungry there, what type of food do you like there?
We would probably just go to, like, one of those cotton candy things and get cotton candy.
Those are good. Yeah, when you're at Disneyland.
I haven't had a cotton candy in a long time.
All bets are off at Disneyland, right? I mean, you got to eat all the junk you can there. All the sweets, from the popcorn to the ice cream. Churros. Don't forget your churros now. Have your churros, you know what I mean? Now, did you go on Finding Nemo?
Finding Nemo? I don't think I did.
The submarine one?
No.
Okay. It's more of a kid ride, you know?
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. It's fun. I don't really like being enclosed in the submarine like that, but once you get past that, it's okay. But and so, what'd you dress up this year for Halloween as?
I dressed up as the DJ called Marshmallow.
Who is that? I'm old, so.
Yeah, he makes songs. He hides his identity kind of with a mask.
So he's a real dude?
Yeah, he's a real dude.
And what was his name again?
They call him Marshmallow, but no one knows his name, though.
Okay.
People just call him Marshmallow.
I'll have to look into that and see what's going on with that. And so you didn't want to be anything scary. You were Chucky recently, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a Jason.
Ah.
Jason. Okay. On my trips, like I went to Comic-Con, I think 2017, and I think I went to Comic-Con 2018, and I went to some Comic-Cons.
Okay, you know what? I did see those pictures of you there. That's right. I haven't been to any Comic-Cons. What do you think? I know.
I like Comic-Con. It's pretty cool, but some stuff can be really expensive there.
Yeah, it's a struggle when you go there. You want to buy everything, and you just can't, right?
Yeah, because sometimes they have, like, real exclusive stuff.
Right. Like, only Comic-Con stuff, right?
I know.
Yeah.
Exclusive stuff. Like, oh, my God, I want that.
And when you can't get it, you're just kind of bummed out, right? Okay. And so I know you've been Chucky, the Marshmallow Dude,
Jason.
What are some of your other Halloween costumes that you've done over
I've
the
been
years?
Probably Spider-Man.
And how was that? How'd you feel doing that?
I felt kind of good. I kind of took off the mask because it was kind of sweaty.
Okay.
And I also been when Spider-Man got his suit by Venom.
Okay.
Oh, he's the suit where it's all black.
Right.
I've been that.
Okay.
I've been some more. Don't remember.
Okay. And excuse the noise, everybody. We have family here. This is our only opportunity to record, so you know, we just got to do what we got to do. You know, Maxie's only in town for, you know, for a little bit, so we're just going to have to make it work, right? You know. What other things do you like doing? I mean, have you gone to like Not Scary Farm or maybe Magic Mountain?
Oh, I've been to I think I've been to Not Scary Farm, but it was like, no, not Scary Farm, just...
Just Knots?
Yeah, just Knots thing.
And what'd you think of that place?
It was pretty good. I don't remember any of it, because it was a pretty long time ago.
Okay. We did do Legoland.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that place?
Legoland. I like Legoland, because everything's made out of Legos. Mm-hmm.
They got cool Star Wars stuff, you know?
Yeah, even when you go to the Star Wars section, you can see, like, the Star Wars characters made out of, like, Legos.
Yeah, it's a lot of work,
and
right?
And I wonder how they made those, too.
Yeah, I don't know. My guess is just somebody maybe from another country does them, and then they ship them. I don't know, but it's just a lot of work. Did you see the New York City that they had there, the buildings?
No.
Okay. Okay, so you brought in, it looks like, a Batman Joker piece along with a Batman... Above it. Talk to me about the one above it first. That's a cool one. That's a cool box.
I don't know what movie that's from. It kind of looks like from one of the old kind of classic ones.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think it's like from the old kind of classic ones. And the one right behind me of Joker in Batman, it even says that it's actually from a movie scene. So, but I don't know what movie it's from, but I really like that Batman one. Yep. I like how the pops make them like actual kind of movie scenes. They did one with It.
Yeah, I saw that one with Georgie, right?
Mm-hmm.
I need to get that one. I don't have that one. Do you keep all your stuff in the boxes, or sometimes do you open them up and pull them out and put them on a shelf?
Sometimes I just pull them out and put them on a shelf, but I'm probably going to leave all these ones that you see behind me in the box.
Okay. And yeah, your special ones you're going to want to keep in the box, and you know, the other ones you can pop open and put on a shelf or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Pops are cool. They have a Pop store now in, I think, L.A.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but it looks pretty cool. I haven't been there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a chance to watch The Mandalorian yet?
Mandalorian.
On Disney Plus.
Oh, Mandalorian.
When you get time.
No, okay. But my dad has seen tons of it.
It's an incredible show. It to me, it's where Star Wars should be, you know. It's gritty, it's dirty, and it just, you know, reminds me of the classics,
yeah.
4, 5, and 6. So I hope they keep coming with those, you know. That's good stuff.
Really good.
You know. Okay, so I see that you have a Yoda there with, it looks like a Christmas hat. What's going on with that?
I think it's one of the Christmas specials one.
Okay.
It's like Yoda Santa Claus.
Okay, cool. And then I see you have an Iron Spider.
Oh, yeah.
What's the deal on that?
It's from Avengers Infinity War.
Okay.
When the first actually did that one, it left us on a cliffhanger, but they added Avengers Endgame.
Okay. I think I enjoyed Infinity Wars a little better. What about you?
Infinity Wars, yeah. I kind of cried when Spider-Man went away.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was like my favorite one, and he's going away for a year.
Oh, man. Will he be back, you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
But they already probably made the one.
Okay.
They already made one, and I seen it.
Oh, that's right. Is it Far From Home?
No, it's Avengers Endgame. That's when they made Far From Home Spider-Man. And I've seen Far From Home Spider-Man. It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
It left us on a cliffhanger, too.
Yeah, I saw that one. That was fun. But I don't follow all that too much, but I did enjoy the last two Spider-Man movies, you know,
yeah.
So and Iron Man, he died, right? That was rough.
Yeah, Iron Man did die.
Yeah. Now how'd that affect you?
Affect me like very much, because he died by, I think, oh yeah, he died in Avengers Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
From, because he died from getting all the Infinity Stones and snapping by himself,
right?
And he just died from doing that. Yeah. And everyone was kind of sad because he died.
Yeah, that was sad, man. Are there any movies that are coming out that maybe you're looking forward to?
Oh, yes. There's tons.
Okay, talk to me, man. What do we got?
They are making a Scooby-Doo movie.
Like a live action?
It's like an animated one. Animation.
Okay.
Yeah, I really want to see that one.
Mm-hmm. That sounds cool. I grew up watching Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, so. Scooby-Doo gives us the backstory, how they met.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That I'd like to see, you know. What else? That might be the only one right now that you can think of. Have you seen the Goosebumps movies?
Yes, I've seen all of them.
Okay, I didn't see the first one, but I really liked part two. That was kind of...
I've seen the first one.
Okay.
And for Goosebumps 2, they left us on another cliffhanger.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
When you got sucked in the book.
Okay, yeah. Those are fun. I thought that was scary. It had Slappy, right? That's his name?
Slappy.
Yeah, so he's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're still making tons of still books.
Okay.
Do
you have any of those books?
Yes.
Okay. Are they fun to read?
Yeah, they're really good books.
Okay. I'd like to see another Goosebumps. I need to watch the first one.
Yeah, you need to watch the first one. It's pretty good.
Pretty good stuff. Okay. And hopefully, like we talked, we can get another Freddy vs. Jason, huh?
Yeah, Freddy vs. Jason.
That's what we need, man. We need to just give us one more.
Freddy vs. Jason.
Yeah, we can do... We'll do another... Maybe another Predator. The last one called The Predator, I didn't enjoy. But, but hopefully, they can do another one and maybe make some changes. But
yeah.
We got the new Halloween coming out.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Halloween.
We'll see. We'll see what's up with that.
Yeah.
All right, now, are you excited for the new Star Wars? coming out this
month? Star Wars, yeah.
Okay. Are you going to go see it quickly, or are you going to wait a little bit?
When it comes out the movie theaters, we might see it.
Okay. That should be pretty good. It's supposed to be the last one, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, you were talking about Child's Play 2.
Child's Play 2.
Okay. Let me hear your thoughts on that one.
Child's Play 2. It's a really good movie. I like how Andy's mom kind of got rid of him, because I forgot how he, but
okay.
She just didn't want him anymore.
So got rid of Chucky?
Yeah.
Threw him away, or what'd she do with him?
They killed him in the last one.
Okay.
But, and then they made Child's Play 2. I like Child's Play 2. It was a pretty good movie.
Okay.
It was pretty good.
What about 3?
3. I did not like 3.
No? Now, what was wrong with it? What were your problems with it?
It's that, just because I don't like how they gave it to someone else.
Oh, they gave the doll to somebody else?
Yeah, it was this other kid. They gave it to someone else. I don't like how they did that. They shouldn't just give it back.
Okay.
To Andy, but they give it to someone else.
You know, one thing I will say with sequels, or, you know, the ones that we don't like, the silver lining, the good part about that is it makes us appreciate the ones we do like even more. You know what I mean? So when you see the ones that you don't like, you're like, well, I'm glad there's the first one.
Mm.
You know. Was there another one? Was there a 4?
Yeah, but I don't know what the fourth one was called, but let's move on to... probably Chucky's Bride.
Okay, and you saw that?
Yeah.
Okay, and what did you think of that one, Max?
I liked it. And I think Chucky's Bride was the fourth one?
I say, I don't know.
It probably was.
Okay.
But, yeah, I like Chucky's Bride. It was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
They changed his design, Chucky's Bride. He's all stitched up.
Was that good to you?
Yeah, I liked how they changed them like that. Because I probably know why. Because on Child's Play 3, they were on a little horror ride and Chucky fell off of it. And there was a big fan and he kind of got cut up all by it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and probably that's why he got stitched up. But, yeah, I liked Chucky's Bride. It was a pretty good movie.
Okay.
I liked how it was.
Okay, and then what came after that? Was there anything?
They made, I think it was Chucky's Baby.
Oh, wow.
Any good? It was a good movie. I like how they made it. I liked the end. Because the end, I think it was a kind of, it was like a little bit of a craft angle, but not that much.
Not much? Okay.
No, not that much.
Okay.
They were using some of, like, the Chucky things, the dolls, and they were kind of using them as, like, things to play this little movie or something. And they also had one, and they pretended it was, like, the baby.
Okay.
But then the dolls, what they were using for, the little show, they got, I think they got possessed by the people who did them or something like that. And, yeah, I think it was a pretty good movie.
Okay.
Yeah. But at the end, it was kind of a cliffhanger, but not that kind of a cliffhanger. But it was a good movie.
Okay.
I liked how it was.
Okay.
And now let's move on to Chucky's Curse.
Chucky's Curse. Okay. Mm-hmm. School me, man. What happened there?
So, I think Curse of Chucky it was called.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a good movie. It wasn't owned by Andy. It was owned by someone else.
Okay.
And it was and you kind of get some backstory, too.
And what was the backstory on that?
I think someone died, and the person who possessed Chucky was Charles B. Ray, and he was at, I think, the wedding for the thing, the death for it. But, yeah, and it's the normal good guy doll. I liked all how everyone kind of died in it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and what comes after that one?
I think it's... I forgot what it's called.
It wasn't the latest one, it was another one?
Yeah, okay. But I forgot what it's called.
Okay. So, it's fair to say Chucky, that's your favorite franchise?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Chucky. And I probably want to... But, yeah, but I kind of like did the new one, but I want to keep on going with the story, like with the old one and second one. Mm-hmm. I want to keep on going with that.
Okay. We'll see what they do, you know, mm-hmm. See who's going to have it next. Maybe they'll change some mm-hmm. things, you know, mm-hmm. and maybe you'll like it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And even if you don't, like I said, it's something you can break down and talk mm-hmm. about. It's conversation, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, oh, I didn't like that part or I like this part. So that's yeah. all good, you know, all mm-hmm. good stuff. So.
The Shining?
Have you seen The Shining?
No, but I have seen a little bit of it, though.
Thanks for this shirt, by the way.
Yeah, Shining shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Pops up there.
Yep. Mm. Yep. Maxie and Mariana got this for me, so I appreciate that. Pretty cool. It's got the twins on there, so good stuff. Shining's another one. It's, you know, a classic, timeless classic.
Mm-hmm.
Scary, man, mm-hmm. you know. It's got some kid element in there, too. You know, the son is in that place by himself mm-hmm. playing in that haunted hotel. So, you know, when the time comes, you know, maybe when you get a little older, you can watch that maybe with your dad.
Shining, yeah.
Watch that with your dad, mm-hmm. you know. It's got an eeriness to it, mm-hmm. you know. It's a classic, mm-hmm. period, sure. you know.
It's a big classic, probably.
Psycho is another one you should watch with your dad. Later,
Psycho?
You know, time, yeah. You're probably going to be bored, you know, on it, but when you get older...
But is it good?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's really good. It brought this kind of horror element to us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It brought it to a hotel that people stay in, so to me, it brought it home. You know, and then everything that came after it was great. Black Christmas was another eerie, scary one. That
Black
was
Christmas?
Even before Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like 1974. I want to say it came out.
Wait, have you seen the Little Leprechaun one?
No, I didn't see those. No.
No, I haven't seen it either.
No, I haven't. I didn't see those. There's a lot of I haven't seen. Mm-hmm. My problem is the ones I do like, I'll watch them a million times mm-hmm. over and over instead mm-hmm. of watching new ones. So I'm trying to broaden mm-hmm. that out a little bit and start mm-hmm. to watch more things like mm-hmm. the Sleepaway Camps. I watched the three of them. Those were campy and cheesy, but, you know, needed. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So, any pops that you maybe have your eye on that you want to get right now that you can
think
of?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, they've made video game pops. Video games.
Okay.
Yeah, I really want the video game pops.
Okay. And they look, are they like pixelated like the Minecraft ones?
No.
Okay.
I have a few, some... video game pops. Mm-hmm. Like I got Minecraft and Fortnite, but I want some more.
Okay. Well, that's cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
Maxie, I appreciate you coming out, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, out of state to join the podcast yeah. and getting your knowledge on Chucky.
Yeah.
Because we haven't talked Chucky
yeah.
on this podcast yet. So appreciate that, man. Mm-hmm. And thanks for letting us show off your pops there
yeah.
pops. Behind us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's continuous learning experience, right? Mm-hmm. To learn and become these movies mm-hmm. and see what they're all about, man. So I appreciate you, man.
Yep.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everyone. And we're out.
Yep. Bye.
Peace.